Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
What a screw job. Like, seriously? This just happened. Like, this just... Dude, I am Gabriel Morenci. Seriously, same channel 159. I don't like crying about bad beats. It's not a bad beat. It's a loss, so whatever. I'm not sitting here, oh, it's a bad beat. Doesn't mean it doesn't suck. You guys know basketball and football, whenever I bet the under, man, and I always lose, and I always lose in a crazy way all the time. So... I took my first, I take an under the other night. I took the under the other night in the Toronto-Winnipeg game on Monday Night Football. It's 44 and a half. They finish at 45. I lose by half a point. All right, fine. It is what it is. Tonight, got a nice parlay, too. Plus 177. Calgary money line under 52. It's sailing under. Like, how many effing returns were there, man? And then Calgary, and listen, I'm not one of these guys who don't run the score, you know, whatever. If you don't like it, stop it. But there's a difference if you don't like it, stop it. And there's a difference in that. And then you guys deliberately trying to score when you're winning, you know, 45-6 or whatever the hell it is with 38 seconds left. And not only that, you score, and I know they're going to bust out, oh, point differential's important. It's like, yeah, whatever, bro. You know it isn't. You're just jerks. Well, I've been watching the CFL for 50 years. I've never seen it ever come down to the point differential. So you're just jerks. You wanted to run the score up on Edmonton. You don't like them, and you want to run the score up. Fine. But not only that, like, you score, and then you don't even just, like, act classy. Like, you actually jumped over the railing and went into the little VIP section and lounged in the lounge section. Like, if you're Edmonton, like, I don't know, like, at this point, like people are going to start, like, just walking up to you guys and robbing you on the street because you guys, like, just don't do anything. You don't stop it. Like, God, that sucked. And I was just the numbers are in my head right now. Like, I'm like that. I'm like the dude in The Hangover. I got all these numbers popping in my head right now. And I'm just thinking to myself. I'm like, at first I was mad, and now I just realize I'm like, oh my God. I just like basically like a thousand. Like, there was a lot of money that would be in my account right now that's not because of that play right there. And the fact, like, that they celebrated the way that they did, I was on Calgary. The fact that they celebrated, like, God, that was frustrating. So, on Monday, I lose by half a point. Tonight, yeah, great stuff. Team's up by 40 points, and they're running the score up. Or point differential. Point differential, yeah, great, thanks. All right, Wow. Julio Rosario is going to step up on him from the Windy City. Blackhawk fans are flipping out and stuff, but whatever, guys. I wouldn't be, you know what, I think the Blackhawks, it's one of the rare times, I think the Blackhawks actually have a plan. And the fact is, the Blackhawks were done anyways. You guys suck anyways. So, another thing is, too, I would get rid of everybody at this point if I was the Blackhawks. I know people don't like it and stuff, but whatever, man. You guys won a bunch of cups. You have a tainted sort of history, sort of. Move on, right? Move on. It's Connor Bedard, baby. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the busters, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. The mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, the 50,000-watt juggernaut. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Russ Baxter is going to step up and in and join us. We'll talk some football with Russ. A bunch of late-night action going on. We got NBA Summer League action. We got Major League Baseball action. We got tie games. We got everything else in between, including the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers in a jam here right now. And this is one of these deals where it's one of those frustrating deals where if you have them on the run line, you're like, oh, man, you no. You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. But we got a final score. 5-3. Dodgers win 5-3. They survive on the run line. They won the game last night, of course. They won the game last night, but they didn't cover on the run line. But they cover on the run line tonight. 5-3 final score from Chavez Ravine. Meanwhile, right now, over at Petco, we got a 1-1 game. And the way things are going right now, listen, I'm on under 6.5. Watch. This game's going to be like 6-6 in about 10 minutes. It's going to be 6-6 in about 10 minutes. Absolute craziness in a National Hockey League draft tonight. Across the board, just a lot of surprises, a lot of drama. And normally the NHL draft is like, you know, it's about as exciting as the Ellen DeGeneres show is. Right? Like, it's, you know, like seriously, like it, the NHL draft in the past is like C-SPAN or something. Like, I'd rather watch a rerun of Bonanza type thing. Like, you know, Wagon Train or whatever. I Love Lucy. But, hey, I got to say, it was a slick television production tonight. And I think the betting really started to put things over the top. Anyways, the NHL's popularity continues to grow. A big night for USA Hockey tonight. All right? Listen, American Hockey's on a run right now. Austin Matthews. Just won the most valuable player in the National Hockey League. And Logan Cooley went number 3. And Cutter Gauthier went number 5 in the draft tonight. They're both from the USA Under-18 developmental team. This is the second time a USA Under-18 team has had multiple top 5 picks in the same draft. The other time was 2019 when Jack Hughes went first and Alex Turcotte went 5th. The Under-18 U.S. program continues to develop NHL players. The late-night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
I am Gabe Morenci. Welcome to the Joan Collins special tonight. You got the Joan Collins special. Wow. Wow. So we had a CFL bet tonight, guys, under 52. And I don't know, there was like 17 returns for touchdowns tonight because Edmonton suck rocks. And Calgary just scored with like 38 seconds left. Not only did they score, like they taunted them and they ran into the stands and they sat down in lounge chairs and stuff. Like, and Edmonton didn't like do it. Like, they should have like thrown a helmet at him or something like that. We got breaking news. The world's crazy, man. And the world's already crazy, and this isn't going to help. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Remember the dude? He was always with Trump all the time, playing golf and stuff. He's a dude, like, if you see his face, you'd be like, oh, yeah, that guy. But anyway, so, yes, the Prime Minister of Japan was just shot. Breaking news. Ex-Japanese Prime Minister. I don't know, he's campaigning, so I don't know if... I remember he stepped down. I don't know, because of health or something, but looks like someone tried to finish off his health problems for him. ex-Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe shot. He's in hospital right now. State broadcaster reports that a suspect is now in custody and that Abe is alert. alert, although I'm seeing other media reports saying he's in critical condition right now. It's a crazy world. And the NHL draft was pretty crazy tonight, too. Not a weird segue. Oh, yeah, and Boris Johnson in England has been forced out. How does this affect the EPL? Let's bring in Julio. Julio Rosario. Crazy world, Julio. Yeah, Boris Johnson's out, man. He's finally the... Boris is out. Abe got shot. And Biden put the Presidential Medal of Freedom on backwards, a dude, tonight. Yeah, it's, that's where we're at here in the world. I'm not getting political. I'm just keeping people up to date. Big night. Let's change the subject. But I just saw that. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm just going to say one thing, okay, and we're going to move on. And this isn't, I'm not, I don't endorse, de-endorse, or do anything. But I'm just saying, this is just an outside observer looking in on this. If I'm the Democrats, I'm going to put this in a baseball perspective. You need a relief pitcher soon. You know what I mean? It's time to take the starting pitcher out. I'm just saying. Otherwise, you guys are going to get routed. I'm just saying. I'm putting it in a sports term. You know what I mean? It's like sort of like baseball. It'd be like, listen, you started the game, and it's good, but we got a problem now, and you're giving up a lot of grand slams, and we got to get a new pitcher, right? But that's all I wanted to say about that. Crazy world. How you doing, Julio?
It's good to be with you on World News Tonight with Gabriel Morenci. And look, I tell you what, it doesn't help the left side of the aisle when news breaks that the strategic oil reserves being sold to China. So they've got some problems on their hands. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, I don't want to get into oil issues, so I brought it up. Sorry I brought it up, but I wanted people to know. I look up, I'm like, God, all hell is breaking loose here. All these countries around the world are falling apart here. And my NHL draft props fell apart. And I said this earlier, Julio's in Chicago. People were crying. People were crying about the Blackhawks earlier in the day, and oh, they're trading this and then they're doing that. But the Blackhawks have been a mess, and the fact is, sort of like the Victor Wembanyama guys in the NBA. All right, so you got Victor Wembanyama in the NBA, and you see the San Antonio Spurs are trying to tank for him. You see the Utah Jazz are already in that looking at tank mode right now. This is for people in Chicago, Julio. This is what's going on here. They're looking to tank, right? They're looking to tank, and there's a kid out of Vancouver. He's from North Vancouver, British Columbia. Connor Bedard, much bigger prospect and talent, Julio, than Shane Wright or Juraj Slafkovsky, who went tonight. These guys, the top picks. Connor Bedard is, he's basically called like the best prospect. He's like basically the new Sidney Crosby. The scouts call him a cross between Sidney Crosby, Nikita Kucherov, and Wayne Gretzky. Ooh. It's not a bad cross to be. So this is the plan. The Blackhawks want to get Connor Bedard and have a new superstar, bro.
Yeah, the problem with the Hawks over the last few years after the Cup run has been salary cap and trading away their young talent, right? And tonight was just another example of that. But I agree with you. Now there's sort of a vision to this rebuild. Okay, now it's finally a rebuild, and now they're going to try to get at least a top three, if not the number one overall pick next year. Look, Canadians got a great player in Kirby Dach. I think of the young up-and-coming prospects the Hawks have, I thought Kirby had the most upside, better goal-scoring opportunity, a better goal-scoring player. So I think the move to Montreal is going to be good for him. And I'm thinking tonight, Gabe, especially with the NHL, the NBA potential season win totals, like I think betting the Blackhawks under whatever number gets posted early fall, I think,
because they'll trade more.
Yeah, they're going to trade more. They're just trying to find more.
Including Patrick Kane.
That's the thing, right? Like, if they really want this rebuild to succeed, they have to get rid of Kane and Taves' contract. More specifically, Kane, I think he can bring you more, or at least more teams would be willing to take that contract on than a Jonathan Taves. But if the rebuild wants to succeed, Patrick Kane has to find a new home. Where that will be, look, maybe the Stanley Cup champs in Colorado could use another goal-scoring talent like a Patrick Kane. I don't know, but the Hawks need to get rid of a guy like Kane to make this work.
I find it interesting, like you said, the Blackhawks trading young talent and stuff is curious, like if they're wanting to rebuild. But at the same point in time, I get the feeling, Julio, and I know the Wirtz family gets called out a lot, and remember they had that horrible press conference, remember, 6 months ago, that was the best. That press conference was actually so bad it was funny. It's none of your business what we're telling us the best answer. Can you tell us what you're doing to make the Chicago Blackhawks a more inclusive organization? Yeah, I could, but it's none of your business. That was the best. But
they gave Rocky Wirtz a bad look, right? Because Bill Wirtz, the dad, the old boot.
Yeah, the dad. Well, this kid's sitting there like, what are you going to do? Tell your dad to shut up in front of everybody, right? Like, my point was, though, I think that they actually are trying to clean the room out for real. I think that, you know what I mean? Like, and I found it interesting because I'm like, why would they get rid of some of these young kids and their prospects as part of these deals? And then I'm like, I don't know. I think they probably they're associated with the other guys. And, you know, like, I think the Blackhawks are thinking, you know what? Let's tank. Let's get Bedard. Let's get rid of everybody. Right? And you're not going to win again anyways with these guys. Like, I would do it. There'll be a market. The Taze won't have it, but Patrick Kane will have a market. He can help a championship team. Taze is not the same player anymore. Those guys played a lot of hockey. It took a lot out of them, but I wouldn't be panicking about the Blackhawks. You already had issues. Like I said, I think they're trying to get Connor Bedard, but as far as Chicago, this is the thing that blows my mind. What's up with this about a dome? So, are you building a dome over Soldier Field, or are you moving, or what the hell's going on with the Bears there, Julio?
The Bears, if at the Morency Sports,
hey, the Bears are so bad, I think people won't even care if they leave in Chicago at this point. I'm being fictitious, but you know what I'm saying.
Of course, if you're giving me an offer at your sports book, Gabe, Bears, Chicago, Arlington Heights, they're moving to Arlington Heights. This is just sort of a Hail Mary attempt by the current mayor, who's incredibly unpopular. I mean, hard to imagine Rahm Emanuel, whose brother Ari owns the UFC. That guy was hated in Chicago. Lori Lightfoot is loathed in Chicago, right?
Has there ever been a popular mayor in Chicago?
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Although it was Bill Daly. What was his name? Was it Daly? Bill Daly. It's the NHL Gale.
Richard
Daly, excuse me.
Yeah. Somewhat popular, yeah. Yeah. It's a Hail Mary attempt. Bears are moving to the suburbs.
You can't have a dome in Chicago, people. Come on. It's supposed to be cold in Chicago. Late Night Anger Man for Crash continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This lady says I'm an artist.
You're an artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient, or a hillbilly, or a chimpanzee.
I like this riff. It's a good one.
You think you know, but you don't. You say you will, but you won't.
It's amazing how accurate I can sing this.
You think I lose, but I don't.
Your time has come. See, I worked in the word rage here, too. You're going to feel my rage.
Your time has come. You're on the run. You're in point blank range.
It's actually probably not the most politically correct song called Point Blank Range right now. Let's move on. So thing. All right. Next, Big Car Julio joining us. Julio Rosario from the Windy City. Our Windy City sports report. So yeah, the Blackhawks in action tonight at the draft. Like I said, I don't agree with all the moves they made, but I'm just telling you in Chicago that the Blackhawks are starting over right now, and I'm just throwing it out there. We see in the NBA, Julio, with Victor Wembanyama, where the Spurs are trying to tank, the Utah Jazz are going to try to tank, and you know there'll be others along the way. But same thing in hockey. There's this kid, Connor Bedard. He's big time, and I don't say it loosely. And I know a lot of people like listening right now or you know watching in our chats and all this. And, you know, it's cool. You didn't see Wayne Gretzky play live and all this stuff. But, like, I saw Wayne Gretzky's entire career. My uncle played on a team with Wayne Gretzky. So, you know what I mean? I've seen Wayne Gretzky. And I've seen Connor Bedard. And I wouldn't say this, but I'll put my name on it. And I'm not the only one. When you see Connor Bedard, I'm like, oh, my God. He looks like Wayne Gretzky. Like, that's, like, he's that good. It's not one of those deals. When you see him, you're like, oh, this guy, like, he's like Wayne Gretzky. He has that sort of same type of... I was reading a scouting report tonight about Connor Bedard, just because I'm a psychopath, and one of the scouts said, they said, you know, they said he's not the biggest kid, and they said what's amazing about this kid is the more traffic that he's in, the better. They said, like, the type of thing is, like, they're like, traffic doesn't faze this kid. Like, he glides and is just so... He has that Wayne Gretzky thing, Julio, where... You know, there's the famous line what Wayne Gretzky said, right? Go where the puck is going to be, not where it is, right? And, well, where's the puck going to be? Well, that's up, you know... it's easier said than done. But Bedard just sort of has that... I'm telling you, watch him play, guys. Like, he just has this sort of thing. Like, he just sort of glides into the offensive zone, and he'll sort of stop and just sort of circle around and linger. And you're like, what's he even doing? Like, he doesn't look like he's skating fast. You're like, what's he doing? And the next thing you know, the puck is in the net because he just, like, fired it into the slot to his teammate. Like if you play with him and you're good, you're going to score a lot of goals. And the thing is, so he's one of these kids that can score goals. Like, yeah, I've seen him on breakaways. He scores all the time on a breakaway. But, like, he also sets people up as well. Like, this kid is special. Can't wait to talk about him and see him play hockey. So Julio is with us. How'd you do betting tonight, Julio? How'd the track teach you? How'd the track treat you tonight, so to speak? How'd the games treat you? We got one more game going on right now. 1-1 still at Petco. San Francisco and San Diego tied at 1 right now in extra innings. How'd you do tonight, Julio?
The White Sox are just brutal. They've been brutal to me this whole time. Yowzas. Dylan Cease over 8.5 strikeouts, ends with 8.
San Diego win. Sorry, Julio, let me just jump in. Game, set, match.
There you go.
Game, set, match. San Diego win. Game goes under the number. Big win. Big win right there for San Diego.
It's a big series for the Padres, too.
Damn right it is.
Considering it's the Dodgers' division to take.
All Dodgers starting to run away with things, Julio, there. They got to fend off San Francisco now. You know what I mean?
It's that all-important second spot, right? And you have to imagine now we're getting into July. Things are starting to get serious. More rumors are starting to fly. Which one of these teams can maybe get a pitcher to take them over the top? I kind of like San Diego tomorrow. I don't think a number has been posted yet, but why not take the Friars to take game 2 tomorrow night? Definitely love the under in the series.
I can't disagree. You sort of ride the hot hand, man, with these teams in these series. We'll get into Seattle as well. So yeah, game set match. We talked exactly right, Julio. I don't know if you're listening to the show last night, but I talked about the exact same stuff last night. I said this is the time of the year now. The pressure starts to build in the clubhouse. It starts to build. The standing watch, like earlier, before, no one's looking at the standings. Nobody cares. Right? It's like, yeah, whatever. And Alfaro does it again. This guy's been so clutch for them. Another game-winning hit. But you know what I mean, Julio? No one cares. Like, no one's, like, looking at the standings in May and panicking and stuff. Now they are. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's they're starting to look at the standings on the scoreboard in the stadium. They're taking a look on their phone. And because they know the GMs are. Like you said, Julio, like, this is now, all right, guys. If you want to win, show me right now, and maybe I'll trade for someone in 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, you guys don't win, then you're getting traded in 3 weeks. Like, you know what I mean? It's contract time. The owner, this is real, guys. The owner is going to say, all right, we're not winning, or we're not going to pay this guy next year. We got to get rid of him. There's going to be a lot of this stuff is coming up, and then the pressure starts to build and stuff, and we find out. But that was a big, big win here tonight, and big win for Seattle tonight, Julio. That's 13-3 in their last 16 games.
Remember last year, I was actually watching the Astros game. That was actually one of the games I was able to pick right this afternoon. But the Astros were talking about that trade last year with Seattle around this time. The Mariners were playing well. A surprise move that one thought would decimate the clubhouse. And now you have the Mariners, who ended the year very well, picked it up where they left off, playing great baseball. And I think I mentioned this guy at the start of the year, Julio Rodriguez, to win the MVP. But him on top of the great pitching, Marco Gonzalez pitched very well this afternoon. Like, Seattle is a team that you're going to have to start paying more and more attention to. And, you know, I'm looking at FanDuel right now to make the playoffs. I think Seattle would be a worthwhile investment the rest of the summer.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And in a sense, though, Julio, one thing is, though, if you recall before the year started, I like Seattle. I took over 84.5 wins. So I don't really want to jump in now. Will they make the playoffs? I'm hoping they go on a run right now, and they are. Right? They are. They're still under 500, though. Like, they still have some work to do. But a bet that I was sort of starting to get, not give up on, because I always knew Seattle could go on a run, but there's still some work left to be done here. Most of my baseball futures are looking pretty good, except for my Blue Jays to win a division ones, and I have that in two parlays. They're not going to win a division. All right, so Seattle to make the playoffs right now. We can get Seattle playoffs. Yes, plus 265, Julio. No is minus 350.
I take the yes. Obviously, if you go the rollover strategy, you'd make more money in the end. But at that current price, I think it'd be a worthwhile investment to take Seattle right now. And I agree. I was with you thinking Seattle would be a team that would live up to expectations coming into this year, especially with Winkler and Eugenio Suarez. It just might have taken these guys a few months to get things together. Now Winkler could run for mayor of Seattle and probably win in a landslide what he did a few weeks ago in Anaheim against the Angels. So I'm starting to think this team's really buying into one another, and I think it'd be a team to watch out for the rest of the summer.
If you guys recall, I told you about a month ago, take the Boston Red Sox to make the playoffs at plus 185. It's now minus 300. So it's now that's caught up. It's now minus 300. How do you feel about your White Sox right now? They're now minus 115, yes and no, to make the playoffs. And remember, I gave it the same time with the Red Sox. I said the White Sox will not make the playoffs at plus 165. Now it's basically a pick 'em on both sides. They are lingering. Have you given up on the year, Julio, or do you think this team has a run in them? What's your feel? What's the talk in Chicago about the White Sox?
Personally, I thought going into tonight was going to be the start of the run. A come-from-behind victory yesterday against Minnesota after a disappointing series in which the Sox should have took 2 out of 3. They gave up the first game of that series on Independence Day. Schedule shapes up well in which they're playing the division basically the rest of the month until they play the Rockies at the end of July. So if the Sox want to make up ground, this is the time to do it. I had them tonight to win. I had them in a parlay with the Dodgers. That failed. I had Dylan Cease to go over 8.5 strikeouts. I thought was a little bit too high. Certainly it was. He landed at 8. I don't know, Gabe. At the current market price, I think it's a stay away at both sides. If it's a pick 'em and you have to lay some juice, it's not worth doing. But I think the Sox, they haven't had a big run yet. You know, in baseball, each team has maybe one long streak. The good teams have 2 or 3 over the course of the year. The Sox haven't had really anything yet, and they're 3 games under .500. If they want to make up any ground, they need a run now. I'll take them tomorrow against the Tigers to take game 2 of this series. A decent price right now. I'm actually going to take them at the run line, plus 130. Too much juice with Giolito at 174, but I think the time is now for the Sox to make that run. Everyone's given up, though, on this team, Gabe. Chicago, Sox fans, they're giving up, especially after that triple play the other night against the Twins. It was just, again, the epitome of who the White Sox have been this year. You can't blame La Russa. You have to blame the players for that blunder. People are giving up. I still have hope, but it's wearing thin.
Basically, a bad time for Chicago sports now. Like, the Bears are terrible. The Bears are going to be bad. Like, the Bears are going to be, they might be amongst the worst. They could be the worst team in the NFL, actually. The Bears are bad. The White Sox are frustrating. The Cubs are rebuilding.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bulls. That's where the party's at. That's where the party's at. Benny the Bull. More with Julio on the other side. I want to talk a little Illinois football, actually. 4.5 is the win total. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
Halfback passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Gabe Morency. If you tune into Game Time Decisions tonight, so, you know, the football game, whatever, man. We were on Calgary. It sucked. We had the total of 52 against the 55 or whatever because they score with 38 seconds left in a route. But we gave you four baseball picks on the way out tonight. Wish that I did parlay all of them. I didn't. Should have, could have, would have, didn't. But we gave you San Diego to beat San Francisco, under 6.5, L.A. minus 1.5, and Seattle to beat the Blue Jays. So we go 4-0 on the way out here, and we have one more play in action in the real late night hours here, but I got to love it. That's why people say dog days of summer. Ain't no dog days of summer. What are you talking about? What you talk about, Willis? 47-40 right now for the Detroit Pistons, Julio. And the Pistons ain't playing around, bro. Cade Cunningham, Sadiq Bey, Jaden Ivey. I'm really, you know, they want to get a team chemistry going into the season. They're taking it seriously. They're the favorites to win the summer league at plus 750. They're up by 9 right now. We laid 4.5. They're up by 9, 49-40. It's interesting, though, Julio, how different teams approach this. And listen, you're a G League guy, so Julio's play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls. So you know some of these guys in the summer league, a lot of G League guys are playing. But it's interesting when it comes to the contracts, Julio, that some teams don't want to expose their players.
Yeah, certainly the teams that have taken advantage of the G League over the last few years understand the rules, understand how coveted a two-way contract is. So basically, a guy may not get drafted, but he was signed a two-way deal, meaning he's going to get practice time with the big club, guaranteed minutes with the G League roster, and then anytime the big club is in a pinch, he's automatically going to get called up. So it's sort of that, you know, final roster spot. You're guaranteed a spot with the team. And then you have other deals, essentially. And with the popularity of the G League and the popularity of the Summer League, more eyes are on the Summer League now more than ever. GMs, all of them are there. And look, scouting departments are going to miss on guys. If you're going to watch them in person against most of the league, you might find yourself a diamond in a rough. So
like, if a guy isn't under contract in the summer league, you can steal him, you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. You could steal them.
You could offer him a contract. You could say, well, you guys didn't offer him a contract, right?
Correct. Yeah, you could offer him a guaranteed deal. You could offer him a two-way deal to ensure he's on your roster. to go up and down with the G League. So you can go both ways. So a team like Toronto may not want to send their best players. A team like the Bulls, they may want to send some of their best players to...
Even if they're unnamed guys to most people, they know that other GMs are going to steal the guy, right? Like if they throw him out there. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, it could be a collegiate player, but more times than not, it's for these European players, some of these players from Africa who don't play collegiate basketball. Some of these scouting departments may not know who they are. A lot of teams, Golden State being one of them a few years ago, they may want to stash a player. They might give them limited minutes in the summer league or not even bring them at all. It's not because the player's bad. They just don't want an opposing team to steal them.
So it's 51-43 for the Pistons right now over the Blazers, 52-43. In-game total is 154.5. You know what? I'm going to take the over here. I've been staring at this thing. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think it's going to get there. So... is it a lock? Every lock has a key, but we're here to have some fun. Let's get it in. If we don't want to do that, you got to bet on esports right now. I see the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Phoenix Suns in esports. Cobra versus Huncho, which even I don't bet on that stuff now. I say now. All right, Julio, Wimbledon, you're an international guy. What about the tennis? You've been betting the tennis. What do you think? What's going on here?
I have been betting the tennis, disappointed that we're not going to get a Novak Nadal final. But hey, we still got games to bet on. Look, I like Jabeur to win the Wimbledon women's final Saturday morning. Right now, she's minus 154 on FanDuel. It's the fourth meeting all time between Jabeur and... I'm going to butcher this woman's name. But it's the fourth meeting all time. Jabeur has won... 2 of 3. The third meeting was a retired match in which Jabeur won. But in all two of those meetings, Gabe, they've gone...
Rybakina? It's not that bad. Yeah, Rybakina.
Thank you. I just didn't want to... So Jabeur and Rybakina, fourth meeting all time. Their last meeting ended in a retirement. Jabeur won that. But in the back-to-back meetings, it was 2-1 Jabeur. So I like Jabeur to win, both players to win a set on FanDuel. Yes, plus 112. So again, I just need it to be 1-1, get us through the third set. Over 22.5 games, I like that, minus 125 in the women's final. And I think it was, yeah, over 2.5 sets, plus 112 for that match.
What do you think? What do you think, Matthias? Are you in on Jabeur here? Or are you taking Rybakina here in the women's final? Evidently, he's having mic issues. I think that was his chance. There was his chance right there. Oh, these guys, I swear, Julio, like we lose communication like 22 times a night, it seems. But we're having a good phone connection so far with Julio. So far so good.
That's good.
Oof. And speaking of which, I saw Rigatoni Al. Is he on hold? I'm not being told anything anymore. All right, so yeah, keep going, Julio. What else do you like this weekend?
Sure thing. Let's go back to the Summer League. I like the Chicago Bulls Summer League roster. Two guys to be on the lookout for. Ethan Thompson, who played on Oregon State, the Beaver squad that went to the Sweet 16 two seasons ago. Outstanding rookie year in the G League for Windy City. Big fan of him. He's more of a defensive guard, but a guy that could shoot the three. Excited to see him. Also excited to see Marko Simonovic for the Bulls. He was the Chicago second round draft pick two seasons ago. He was very skinny. He was like a twig last year in the G League, but he averaged around 20 points a game, almost a double-double type player. Word on the street is he's put on about 10 to 15 pounds of muscle. He's really looking to take the next step forward to actually play more minutes in the NBA. So that's two guys I like for Chicago in the Summer League, and I like the number tomorrow against the Mavericks, plus 118 tomorrow afternoon in the Summer League. Give me the Spurs, Gabe. I don't know why. I just want San Antonio to win. So I like that minus 2.5 against Cleveland.
Big card Julio kicking with us. All right, Julio. What about a little MLS MLS soccer?
I think I put some MLS on my card for your Morenci.
Vancouver hot playing Minnesota. Got Philadelphia, DC United, and Battle of LA. You got LAFC and the LA Galaxy as well.
both teams will score in that one. I can't imagine. I can't imagine that being a 1-0 type match in I think they call it El Tráfico. The traffic derby. Let's go with.
I'll lay the 18 cents with FC. Actually, I think it's a fair price at minus 118.
Yeah. We have to find out if Gareth Bale is going to play because he's the big signing for, I believe, LAFC. So definitely, if he's playing, I'll take him and anytime goal scorer. But I will take the White Caps, Gabe, plus 120 in the MLS for Saturday. And I also like the draw, plus 210, Charlotte FC and Nashville SC.
You know what? That game is tomorrow. Oh. That game is tomorrow, Vancouver and Minnesota. It's weird. The MLS schedule has been weird this year with these Friday night games. Yeah, because the BC Lions are playing Saturday against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
It's going to be a big game, Gabe. I've got here on my sheet, I'm going to bet under 48.5. I think Winnipeg will try to limit BC's offense. I think the Lions win, but I'm really liking the under 48.5. But then again, I like the under tonight. And looking at Edmonton, I just think those players are – it's a long season, but I don't know. You hate to see those types of games, but who's going to rally around that coach? To me, I think he's just sort of like a – doofus.
You could tell, huh? I know. You know that coach? He's had success. He's like some sort of defensive guru type guy, and he's won a few championships over the years, but it was years ago. And he's you know what he is? He's sort of like Belichick, but he's not Belichick. Like, he thinks he's smarter than everybody, and he plays people out of position, and he does this and that, and they're just getting their ass handed to them. It's not even the defense's fault on Edmonton. I mean, Julio, there was literally like four returns for touchdowns tonight. It was ridiculous. Like, the special teams is pathetic. 48.5. The game is on ESPN News. So, interesting. You think this is going to be an under? This is going to be a slugfest? No one slowed down BC's offense yet.
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be at 48.5. I kind of see this maybe at around 44, 45. Maybe even 48. Hey, it might be one of those sweat jobs all game long where it's going to give me heartburn watching. But look, you mentioned about the dog days. Like, how can people not get excited? If you're a big football bettor or just a football fan, you go from the USFL into the CFL, into the Hall of Fame game in a couple of weeks, into college football, into the regular season. It's going to be autumn before we know it.
27 days until the NFL preseason starts.
And you think I'm crazy here, Gabe? I like Ottawa on Friday night, plus 175 against Saskatchewan.
Oh, money line, huh? Money line. All right, so I want to ask you, Julio last year gave us, nice dunk there. Summer league action, 57-49. Yeah, let's get some points, baby. More points. So these guys, it's a fun game going on right now. So Jaden Ivey's got 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. There's 2 minutes left in the third quarter right now. Jaden Ivey's mom is at the game. Like I said, I used to go to the summer league games. We'd do our show out of the Thomas and Mack Center. Man, the buzz now with these games, it's real. Like, you look at this, the crowd's into it. They're dunking. Like, the parents are there. It's a great, great atmosphere. People are betting on it all over the country. So last year, Julio, you gave us UTEP win total football. I still remember. It was a great call, buddy. And if you recall, we liked Illinois to the over. And we've been hitting Illinois, basically, Julio, every year. No one believes in Illinois ever. And they go over their small win totals. Their win total is 4.5. And I was just talking to Teddy earlier. I think I'm going to be in Vegas, actually, for that weekend, the 27th, Wyoming and Illinois. It's the first college football weekend. UNLV's playing the Idaho State Bengals, and I want to get into a couple of super contests and stuff. So anyways, what's the word right now? What's your feeling about this football program right now and the win total of 4.5?
Yeah, 4.5 shaded to the over, minus 140 on FanDuel. The schedule shapes up to where I think Illinois can win 5-6 games. I mean, Brett Bielema is one of those coaches. People were excited about Lovie Smith, but he just wasn't winning games in Illinois. He had a large contract. Josh Whitman felt the pressure, their AD, so they bring in Bielema, who's won in the Big Ten, knows how to recruit in the Big Ten. I like Illinois, Gabe. I think Illinois is going to win six games. They go bowling this year. Early part of the season shapes up well. Wyoming, Indiana, Virginia, Chattanooga. Big test is Wisconsin, October the 1st. Give me Illinois over 4.5.
Julio Rosario. Julio, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. May the winners be yours.
You got it. Enjoy your day off tomorrow evening.
So, Julio, no rest for the wicked. 59-52. We got a game going on here. Oh, bring it.
SportsGrid.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. All right, let's get Rigatoni Al in here. We apologize to Al. I thought you were on hold. I asked for you before, Al. But you get on. Rigatoni Al steps up and in. The late night anger management class. What's up, Al? How you doing tonight, Rigatoni?
I'm doing good, Gabe. How you doing?
We're all right, Al. So you're on the clock here. What do you got for us? What's on your mind, Al?
I'm not much, you know. I guess I'm on the clock, so.
Yeah, you don't want to call a radio show. Something better be on your mind here. So let's get down to business,
okay,
Rigatoni.
I'm looking at the Djokovic. Match result in both players to win a set. Djokovic, yes, plus 187.
All right.
And I'm looking at the baseball. And am I like the under in the, what am I looking at here? Under in the Mets game.
All right, Al. You're really the questioning my squeezing you in here on this, Al. You're going to have to raise the game a little bit. So is Matias, actually, for leaving you hanging. Leaving you hanging here, Al. So, Rigatoni?
In the women's tennis, I got 2-1, Jabeur plus 300.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Al. May the winners be yours. There's Rigatoni, Al. All right. Listen, we love Al and stuff. He's a nice guy. But from now on, like, yeah, we don't need people's picks. You know what I mean? Like, we don't need your picks. If you got a hot take, you got a question or something. But as far as like picks and stuff, like, you know, I don't. Not that I don't care. I hope people win. But unless you have like, unless you have some sort of angle or something, like you're telling us, yeah, listen, you know, we got a 19-1 trend here. We love Rigatoni. I felt like it was the NHL draft. Yeah, how you doing? It's like, all right, Al, turning into Larry King here. Get to the point. All right. That's why Jim Rome says. That's why the master knows. Travis, no more calls. Poor Al, too. As I started to rattle him, too, I feel bad now. Not really, but we love Rigatoni Al, though. But don't need to know his tennis picks. This is Sports Rage.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.